lovers meet scenes. Whenever you're writing a love story, and we always love to use love story subplots in all kinds of works, one of the most difficult things to do is to figure out how to bring the people together in a way that is unique and specific to character. So today we're going to look at terms of endearment, and this is the lovers meet scene between the astronaut next door and Aurora, who is the matriarch of the protagonist of the story. So let me share my screen here. And Peter. And there we go.
Would you please, if you will, hold it down over there?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Hold it down! Have some respect for other people's feelings!
Come over a little closer. Hey, you in the bush, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, but I just took a sauna, and it's real hard not to yell when you hit that cold water. It's not going to ignore me when I speak directly to you.
I'm not ignoring you. What am I supposed to say? Okay, it's kind of hard not to yell when you hit that cold water.
Hey, yeah.
Come here.
What is your name? Aurora?
Yes.
You want a shock?
No, not especially. What?
Well, we're gonna have this dinner at NASA dinner at the White House, and you know, some cosmonauts and all of us, and I didn't know who I could take, because all the people that I flew with, well, their wives are giving me bitch bites all up and down my back if I showed up with one of my regular girls. I didn't know anybody old enough, so I thought, well, I'll ask my next door neighbor. Well, and anyway, they canceled the dinner, but I was really thinking about asking you out, seriously, and not a shocker.
Yes. Imagine you having a date with someone where it wasn't necessarily a felony.
What would you have said if I asked you? Seriously.
I would have said I'd like to see the White House.
So you would have come?
Well.
What the hell? You want to have dinner out sometime?
No, thank you.
What about lunch? You ladies, you like to have lunch a lot, don't you?
You know, there's something about your manner. It's like you're trying to toy with me.
That's right, Aurora. I'm playing with
you. No, this is the element. This is exactly...
You want to play, Aurora? You want to go to lunch?
Well, if you want to have lunch with me in some restaurant so we could improve the atmosphere in this neighborhood, I wouldn't exactly say no.
Come here. We're too far apart to talk. You've agreed. Why don't we just forget about the rest of it? I mean, I know how you feel. You know, there were countdowns when I had my doubts. But I said to myself, you agreed to do it. You're strapped in. And and you're in the hands of something bigger and more powerful than yourself. So, why don't you just lay back and enjoy the ride?
I'm not going. There is something wrong with you.
Okay, so that's just a classic scene. It's from Larry McMurtry's novel. James L. Brooks did the screen adaptation. But that's really a scene where you just see two master actors working at a level that very few people can ever approach. But you can see where it's coming from because of the way it's scripted. So these are really wonderful moments to enjoy when you're writing them. And the lovers meet. My suggestion is to find something within your own life experience that was extraordinarily uncomfortable between you and somebody that you were interested in romantically. And, you know, play around with it in the way that Larry McMurtry and James L. Brooks did in this scene. And it's a really nice back and forth. And it's a beautiful scene because they both are interested in connecting with one another, but they're both so locked into their personas that they it completely gets in between them. And this love story in this film is fantastic. So have a great week, everybody. That's the assignment for the week, and I'll check in with everybody on Friday.
Bye. Thank you, Sean.